Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. If you have questions about long-term care, insurance, investments, or preparing for the next phase of life, contact Gar and Leanne at LenanderAdvisory.com or call them at 651-365-5000. Lenander Financial will help you plan today for a better tomorrow. And now, here are Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander with our favorite topic. Every year, we just enjoy talking about taxes.
We've hit taxes before.
I know.
But we're going to do this a little bit differently. It might make more sense to people when we look at taxes and how it affects your portfolio, because a lot of what you do with your portfolio has a tax ramification.
Oh, there's always tax ramifications, whatever you invest in. And we're not going to look at income tax today, basically. We're going to talk about investing and how investments are taxed and what's important and what's not important.
The allocation of your portfolio is really important when it comes to taxes. So we're going to talk about the different kind of taxes that are out there and how that affects that portfolio. For instance, when we look at the taxes that are due, it's going to be based on certain things. It's going to be based on your income or your salaries. It's going to be based on your investments and where those investments are located. So we're going to break this down and go through it step by step with you.
Okay, so let's...
And before we start, let's give our phone numbers.
651-436-3997.
And 651-365-5000. If you've got questions, give us a call. The number again, Garwin?
651-436-3997.
And 651-365-5000.
All right, let's take the easy part first. Let's talk about income based on earnings and talk about taxes. Now we're going to talk about income tax. So earnings are taxable based on the amount of adjusted gross that you have. Completely taxable. There's no way to escape earnings. You got to pay taxes on them, pure and simple.
Or your salaries.
Or your salaries. So it's the same thing, yes. What about investments? Now, that's a little bit different.
Well, in fact, when you look at your earnings, there's a way of lowering that tax burden depending upon how your portfolio is set up. When it comes to investments, and I'm talking about investments that are not in a tax-deferred account. We're going to talk about that in a minute. I'm talking about the fact that you may own stocks, you may own bonds outside of any retirement account. So when you have stocks and you have a stock and you bought it for $50 a share and now you're selling it for $100 a share, you've had a capital gain. Therefore, there's a tax burden there with that. So one of the ways to get around that a little bit is if you have a stock that you paid, say, $30 a share and you lost at all, that will go against your gain. So one of the things
that would be a capital loss then.
That would be a loss that goes against your gain. So your investments outside of your retirement account, etc., it does make a difference as to what you put your money into. Now we're going to go on and look at the fact, too, that those investments, if they're the big companies, you have dividends that can be declared.
Now, define a big company.
A big company like GE, like 3M, they're going to give you dividends, and that can be a taxable situation for you. So you have to look at your dividends at the end of the year, see how much your dividends are, and that will be taxable.
Now, wait a minute. What happens if I buy shares of stock with, let's say I got GE, and I get a dividend, and I turn on and I buy stock with that? I don't necessarily take it into this cash.
Well, that's correct, but you still have to declare that dividend.
Okay,
and a lot of people don't understand that.
That's still income to you.
Even though you reinvest it,
okay,
it is still income for you. So remember, dividends can be taxable, and generally they're in the large companies. Now, if you buy bonds, depends upon the kind of bond, or CDs, they give interest. again, you have to look at the fact of what is the interest, and they're going to come back, and that's going to be could be taxable to you too. So that because that's all part of your income situation. So that's why you look very carefully as to what you're investing in. It may have a tax ramification that you had never thought of.
And the point is, when you buy something like that, how does it fit into your entire portfolio?
That's right.
That's really important to have. You may have seven different investments, but if they all do the same thing, and they may have a lot of the same investments, you probably are not diversified enough or the way you should be.
You have to look at your age. You have to look at your risk tolerance. You have to look at what your goals are going forward. You have to look at your whole portfolio, and then you adjust it accordingly.
Okay.
The next one is tax exempt. Do you have any idea what tax exempt means?
Tax exempt means we don't pay taxes on it.
It's exempt from taxes, correct.
Now, it could be federally exempt, and it could be state of Minnesota exempt, or it could be state of Wisconsin exempt, or it could be double exempt.
Well, if it's the state of Minnesota and you have Minnesota tax-exempt bonds, they are exempt both federally and state.
Right.
Now, Wisconsin's a whole different ballgame. We won't even go there.
No.
We're going to talk about Minnesota. So if you have a high tax bracket and you would like the income of the interest on some bonds, and if you look at the tax-exempt bonds, you're going to be a lot more comfortable because that interest is not going to count towards your income.
Okay.
Let's go on to tax deferred. Garwin?
All right. Tax deferred is my baby. That annuities fall into a tax deferred. All annuities fall into tax deferral.
And you better explain why.
Tax deferral means that there is no taxes due currently. But someday down the road, you got to pay the piper. Somebody's going to have to pay the income tax on any growth. But until you start taking it out, there are no taxes due. That's why many people buy annuities in lieu of CDs.
Because it's tax deferred.
Tax deferred.
It's deferring the taxes.
You're always going to have a much better growth on a tax deferral basis than if you're paying current income tax. Retirement plans are tax deferred because that money on the growth, such as an IRA, 401k, 403, no, I'm saying it wrong. 403B are all tax deferred.
In other words, your retirement accounts, whether they're at work or they're individual through an IRA or a 401k, it would be through work, those kinds of things are something that are considered tax deferred because when the money comes out,
then Uncle Sam's got his hand in your pocket. That's right.
So, because then it's going to qualify for taxes.
So tax deferral is good for people who are in a high tax bracket. It's not as good as tax exempt, but it's really pretty neat not to have to pay taxes on your growth of your investment.
If you have a really good opportunity to go into retirement programs at your place of work, do so simply because you're building your retirement. And that growth on those retirement over time is going to make a big difference as to the kind of income you're going to take out. And when you do look at that, if you're really younger, you're going to be very aggressive. If you're older, you are going and want to be more conservative. You're going to look at the big companies. And when you do that, they're going to have a lot of dividends. And you're going to see a different type of growth. So how you set up your retirement program is really important. Be aggressive when you're younger and start getting more conservative as you get older, and then you can add bonds to the portfolio for interest. You can have CDs even in some of the cases of like your IRAs, etc. So how you set up your retirement programs are important too when it comes to taxes.
All right, Leanne, what's the difference between qualified and non-qualified?
Now that's when we come to does it qualify for taxes or doesn't it qualify for taxes? So in other words, when you have an IRA, you have a 401k, you have a retirement program, you pull money out of them, it qualifies for taxes. However, when you're looking at non-qualified, then you're looking at a situation like a Roth IRA. You've already paid taxes on that money, and then you go ahead and put it into a Roth. There's no taxes on the other side.
So there's a difference. You've got to be careful between a Roth and a regular IRA and what's qualified and not what's non-qualified.
That's right. And I know these terms get confusing for people.
Very confusing to people.
And that's why we've had a lot of questions on this, and that's why we're bringing it up today and try to put it into a better perspective for the average investor, because they don't realize until they get into looking at their taxes as to what kind of a situation they can be in for the future.
Now, the best one, of course, is tax-free.
We love tax-free, don't
we? Tax-free is always good.
Now, Bob, what do you think is tax-free?
Tax-free, I would think, would mean it's not delayed taxes. It's not anything but free of tax.
And what do you think that could be? We're going to put you on the spot here. We put him on the spot.
What kind of a vehicle you mean,
right.
An investment
Correct.
Vehicle? Well, I thought you already went over the bonds.
Right. Bonds are
That's
yeah.
a tax bonds exempt, are correct.
Tax exempt. And I'm not aware of any other type.
And this is a tricky one because mm-hmm. people aren't aware of this, and that's why we brought it up. But there is something that is tax-free. And Garland?
Disability insurance is tax-free
if
you have paid your premiums. If your corporation has paid the premiums, then they're taxable.
You mean if you're receiving a disability payment?
Right. If you're receiving a disability payment and you paid the premiums, you, Bob, in individual paid mm-hmm. the premiums, then those benefits come in tax-free. But if KLBB Radio paid your premiums,
look out,
then you're going to have to pay taxes on that. And I find that so often that people say, well, I got this nice big disability contract, and it's for $5,000 a month, and they're living on $8,000 or $10,000 or $15,000 a month, but I got five. No, you really don't, because the corporation's paying for it. You're gonna net out at $3,200 a month or whatever. Oh, I didn't realize
yes,
that.
Yes, okay.
That's a big, big hook in the people's income when they realize. They don't realize it because the corporations pay the premiums. Mm-hmm. They got to pay taxes on that. And that is a big, big hole in people's planning. Now, life insurance also comes in tax-free.
Now, this one we get questioned on a lot because this one is kind of tricky. Really, it's not, mm-hmm. but it makes people nervous.
If you are a beneficiary in a life insurance contract, and unless there's a lot of unless there's the trusts, et cetera, and so forth, plain regular life insurance always is tax-free.
Through the beneficiary.
Through the beneficiary. Pure and simple.
Okay.
It just doesn't, there's no other way around it. It is tax-free. So if somebody has a life insurance contract for $100,000 or $200,000 and the insured dies, that $200,000 comes in tax-free.
To the beneficiary. However, it does not come in tax-free necessarily to the estate. Depends upon if you might have estate taxes. So it's two different situations here. Who owned the policy? Who's the beneficiary? And go from
how
there.
How much estate does the person have? So you got to be careful
okay.
of that.
Huh.
The other one is one that a lot of people are unaware of, too, and that is?
Long-term care. Long-term care, again, comes in tax-free because there's a law, I'll get it out, that says that money spent for that benefit, and I think it's the max of $350 a day, that much, anything over that would be taxable, and then you got to shuffle the taxes around. But long-term care monies that come in tax-free. So there are a lot of different things that are available, some tax-free, some taxable, et cetera.
Huh.
So basically, we're going to give you our phone number. If you've got a question, give us a call. And if you've got real questions, you need to go to your CPA.
Yeah.
So the numbers are mine, 651-365-5000.
651-436-3997. We always like to answer questions for you, so give us a call. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Experience counts, now more than ever, when it's time to trust your finances to someone else. Experience counts, and Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLVB. If you have questions, comments or concerns about topics discussed today, or would like to submit questions to be discussed in the show, please contact Wise Money at LenanderAdvisory.com. These shows are also available on podcast at klbbradio.com. Join us again next week at 11:45 a.m. for another edition of Wise Money with Gar and Leanne Lenander on Club 1220 KLBB.